let's try to put things together once again and add some more flesh onto the bones as well. Let's review briefly where we're up to. We'll come to the kasha. Let's review very briefly the background, and then we'll come to the kasha and where it seems to be taking us. Based on the Gemara and Baba Basra, we saw there's a machlokas hatanan in several masechtos where are the machlokas davashlo bol olam, where the kinyan, we know that something that's intangible is not mitzvah the kinyan. And the question is something that's lo bol olam, it's on the way, it's likely that it's going to come, but right now it's not yet extant, it's not yet exists in its typical form, and what the crop that's going to grow in a couple of months. So is that something that's nitpas to kinyan? Can a kinyan be chal on it, or is it not something lends itself to kinyan? So then we saw that's a machlokas hatanaim, the main hachamim, we paskin ein adam matzin davar shlo balon, which presents a practical problem. Well, let's say you want to. I can't, but I want to. So what do I do? Well, might I want to buy the crop that will grow in several months from now? So we saw that the Rambam and the Tur and Shulchan Aruch have an idea, based on the Gemara and the Kuf Mem and Baba Basra. Well, you can't, although you cannot buy Peros Deco that have not yet grown, you can buy the Deco L'Ferosa. You buy the ownership in the tree with respect to thereby owning the Peros. And so that is, that's an example of this concept of splitting Bailos along qualitative lines to take a certain aspect of what it means to be an owner, because apparently ownership means many different things. There are many different parts to owning things, and I can own something with respect to one element of bios, you can have a different aspect of bios. Shechter uses that idea to explain what the Ritva and Nisivas are saying about Shibud. They talk about Shibud as a kinyan. You need to say Shibud as a kinyan, otherwise how could it survive sale or death? How could it be that it's still relevant if when the original Loved no longer owns the property? That's the whole idea of Shibud and Hasan. Now, unlike Shibud Aguf, it's not tied to the person who owes the money, but it's tied to the property. The question is, how does it work? They both have the idea, particularly in the Sivas, that it's some sort of kinyan. The question is, some sort of kinyan. There can't be, it's a full kinyan. The idea is, no, it's a kinyan. Again, it's sort of a kinyan like Hassan, a term that the Ritva uses also slightly differently. But it's a kinyan with respect. I get when when I lend you money, so now I have a shibud aguf on you. Number one, you have a mitzvah. Priyas v'chov mitzvah, right? You now have a mitzvah to pay me back when the loan will be due. And now is there a mitzvah, but there's a shibud aguf. That you owe me the money. And all your assets that belong to you presently are obligated at the time of collection to the chov. And then furthermore, there's even something that kicks in on the property itself. And of the nechassim themselves, and that seems to be a sort of kinyan, not a full kinyan, but it's a partial kinyan. I now have talked by dint of borrowing money with a shtar, halacha l'maisa, with a shtar, so now I have a partial kinyan or karka, such that if and when I come to you to collect, and you don't have sufficient assets to cover the debt, you're basically defaulting on the debt. If and when you default on the debt at such time, I'm going to become a full owner of the house. That's my partial ownership right now. And from the Ritva, you might get the impression that the machlokas is not agreed to by everybody. But from Ritva, you might get the impression that the machlokas amoran, Rabba and Ula, Kufay Ham and Dave, whether Shibuda Daraisa or Lav Daraisa, whether is there always a Shibuda Chasim in the Torah, Bein Bishtar, Bein Balpeh, or is there never a Shibuda Chasim in the Torah, not Bishtar, not Balpeh? Ritva seems to indicate that maybe the machlok is exactly over this. Can you call that a kin lechatan? Can you call that a, is that akin to dekel peyrosav? Or is that very different? Dekel peyrosav, when I own a dekel, I do own a peyrosav. So I can sell you that. But this core, this kinyan legabe gvia, that I have partial ownership with respect to collecting from it later, it's a little bit more tenuous. Okay, so that might be the machlok as shibud deraisa or lav deraisa. As in, before we forge ahead, just again to review some of the side material that's not directly relevant, but once we're with let's say with an receiver, it's kedai to remember. An interesting machlokas there's an aside. Interesting machlokas, and the Sifas noted, was where we say Shibuda lav daraisa. We say Shibuda lav daraisa. I appreciate the both bits of electronic equipment being stored right now. Thank you very much. When you say Shibuda lav daraisa, so what does that mean? The Nesivas presented in the Machlokas, does that just mean Shibun Lachasim? Is King Lachasim business? That's not the right to convention in Rabbanu, or perhaps even idea of Shibun Aguf. Even the fact that you owe me the money, there's an obligation to pay, it's also only the invention of Rabbanu. And you wish to continue to say 1 second. And then, you mean not Torah? I can't collect money? Why? No. I tell you can collect because of Priyas Bachel of Mitzvah. Everyone agrees to that. There's a Mitzvah to pay. And Mitzvah to sit in Sukkah also. Mitzvah to sit in Sukkah, if you don't want to eat in Sukkah, we'll make you eat in Sukkah. If you don't want to do your Mitzvah and pay back your debt, we'll make you do the Mitzvah. But, and so who cares? Who cares whether we're making you pay because of Shibra Guf, or making you pay just because you have a Mitzvah, a religious obligation? Who cares whether it's just a religious act or a financial obligation? So the Tzibah said, that what? Nafkamina is a guy who has no religious obligation. Shota. Fellow, perhaps he became a shota because of all his debt. But unfortunately, sometimes that happens. It's not a joke. And unfortunately, sometimes that happens. But regardless, the nice now the fellow is a shota. And his old timer. Fellow's old timer. It's severe advanced old timer. No clue what's going on. He's totally disconnected from reality. That's the shota, not chayav mitzvah. He doesn't have to put on shota, he doesn't have to daven, he doesn't have to. So, if you're not going to be called for him to eat in shota, it wouldn't be called for him to put on shota. It wouldn't be called for, he has no mitzvah to pay back his debt either. He's not mechayav mitzvah, never. It's shota. So if it's just a question of mitzvah, so that means min ha-torah, there's no mitzvah, you're going to wait. As long as he's alive, he owns the assets, and there's nothing you can do. But, and it could be 20 years, min ha-torah. But if you hold it, no, the shibud ha-guf, that is the right, the whole shibud ha-guf, the other shibud ha-guf, the shibud ha-guf means that I can take whatever you own, not because you have a mitzvah to do it, because you owe it to me. That's, if that concept is min ha-torah, so then I don't care whether he's a pikeach or a shota, we're going to go into his assets, we're going to seize his assets regardless. Okay, yeah. He wants to know whether the Gemara in the fourth Tarek and the Kuzbal figures. Shmi Tzachon, I said, well, we have a star with, if you have a milvah the star, and there's Achrayah, the Shiva Nechassim, does Shmi Tzachon take effect on a Chol with Shiva Nechassim? Does that relate to whether the Shiva Nechassim is Zarei Shalom?
What do you
Oh, what's his name? Could be. You got to check out the names, though. You got to check out, figure out that match. Okay. So now we move to the next step, which is what? Let's take things from a slightly different angle than we are. A different angle of attack than we last time. You have a Kenyan professional comes to. It's good to say there's a Kenyan, and we explain there's a need to say there's a Kenyan, otherwise you understand how it works. You shouldn't have. And understand a little what it means. The king, even though I still own it, okay, you only own the partial. Fine. Good. You guys are not Torah of the Javan. But then the question is, well, every the alphabet of Kinyanin is that you need, in order to have a king, you need two things. Well, you need a master and a covenant and a manikna. But you need two things for the king, says, but the king consists of two elements. What two elements do the king consist of? What two elements do the king consist of? Think. We didn't say it last time, I think. But what two things? I go into the store and I buy that statue and I walk out of the statue. So what are two critical things that happen? Yeah. Okay, my chicken of some sort, right? My chicken of some sort, and dasking, exactly. I have to dasking, and I have to have, we have to agree to the king. Whoever the relevant parts are have to express their decision-making ability, decide to go through the king. And it's a formal act, so my chicken is going to formalize the king. It's a rock in the hilt, the first halach in Hilt Mechira. The Hilt Kinyani. Hilt Mechira, Aleph. Aleph, Eina, Mecca, Mechira, Mitzvah. Just because we decide that it's yours, I decide that I'm going to sell it to you. And you decide that you're buying it, that alone doesn't make yours. We can agree from Gabriel of Salah. We have all the doubts king in the world. Eina, Mecca, Mechira, Mitzvah. The king does not take place with words alone. You have to have a Maisa Kinyan. Maybe a Maisa Kinyan is Meshicha, maybe it's Hazbah, maybe it's Kesef, it's Shtar, it's Chazakah, whatever it is, if any Maisa Kinyan, you have to have a Kain. And, conversely, if you have a Maisa Kinyan, you have no Das Kinyan. That's his law. A Maisa Kinyan, no Das Kinyan. Exactly, that's his law. Theft. It's all Zayla. And I go into your store, and I go into your house, and I walk off with your wife's pearl necklace. I did it myself. I took it to my house. Kinyan chasna. So that might be true, but you're lacking an important element of Das Kinyan. That wasn't clear?
Okay.
So the question becomes, next time you see a Kinyan, so here we understand Das Kinyan, you have no problem. You're agreeing to borrow money, I'm agreeing to lend you money, we understand the Zachariah. That's not a problem. The problem is, Rabotai, we're in the Maisa Kinyan. So naturally, two suggestions seem to present themselves. Because, well, one is, we're being Kona Karka. So what is it? Big three Kinyan Karka, Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. There are others also. Those are the famous three in the Mishnah and Kiddushin. Right? So there is Kesef and there is Shtar. Great, right? Because you're getting money, I'm lending you money. I'm lending you money in return for which I'm getting a pay like in your Karka. So that's the Kinyan Kesef. Or alternatively, the Kinyan Shtar. Because, after all, the Mishnah says, the only has a Shibur in this situation is a Shtar. Shtar Halva, a Shtar Chov, then maybe the Shtar Chov acts as not only as a Raya on to the fact that you now owe me money, but also it's a Shtar Kinyan that I now own a piece of the Karka. So, to the Zedek, right? And as we saw, we were reading the Ksuba the other day, it says, I will have the right to, I have the right to, the chasm agrees that the kal have the right to collect the ksuba from him and from his property, and even if he passes on to his heirs or he sells it, everything. So it's a mamash kinyan shtar, it's a shtar, it's a kinyan shtar. So those are the two options. Those are the two options. So we're gonna bring this back to. We're going to bring this back to Rashi, as we did on Wednesday. But first, let's see how this machlokas plays itself out. So let's begin. Let's begin to take a look at the Rush. The Rush about Vatra. Why would we care? Why would we care? Take a look at a beautiful rush. Why do you care whether it's a king? Shah, king, because he's doing both. Right? Well, Maestra, the Mishnah says, is only a Shiv in the Chasm in the case of the Shah, and obviously a Kesef too. He didn't lend any money, so obviously a Shiv in the Chasm. He always has Kesef in the Shah. So we care. Take a look at this rush. The rush is in the book, but near the end. The rush is above the bathroom. Teda the Rebbe Lazar. Question. You have the right to collect with it. Ava Pishayna Yodim, Shinim Tabit Nayim. We all know that we hand it over in front of the Edim here. A guy comes to Edim with a star. And now the Pinchas Zav comes and produces a star. And no money to earn. I don't have assets to satisfy that obligation. So now they're going to, Pinchas Zav is going to go to Mr. Wasserman. You go to Mr. Wasserman and say, Mr. Wasserman, hand over the karka. Hand it over. So hand over the karka. So what's going to be? The watchman's going to say, what does the rush say? The watchman could have tainted. What does the rush say? What could the watchman have tainted? There's no one's going to see it. Maybe there's no one's going to see it on the star hole. Yeah! sure, when you lent him money, you wrote a shakov, Adam signed it, but how do I know there were Adam if you were watching when I gave it to him? He could have signed that. No, under the tolling came in Shishneim Chasumin Olav, Gam Nisa Bifnim. We assume if the two agents signed it, they probably stuck around for the Mesirah Tashtar Zov. We don't know for sure. We have the right to assume that they were the Aday Mesirah as well. Oh, so who says he needed Mesirah for Shava? The whole thing is strange. Who cares? All we need to know if Aday Chasima wrote that what? That I obviously, Aday Chasima only should sign if the Lova asked him to sign. Right, that's totally, it's totally fraud. If the if Pinchas has never lent me money and he's going to have to realize that I don't have Aden Mesirah signed, that's not a shekel. And Aden Mesirah should only be signed, Aden Chasima rather, should only be signed either for both there or if I'm here. Right? I'm the one who's losing. Right? I'm the low bet. Right aside that I'm going to own that money, okay, that's legitimate. Or we're both there. Right? So the Aden Chasima prove, obviously, if they're assuming they're legitimate, that I agree to this. So I was ready to obligate myself. So how is Kimchas now the star? I must have given it to him. So it must be that he lent me money. But how do you know that the drush says that that's not enough, that I gave him the star? You have to ask, how do you know if you were watching I gave him the star? So you ask, who did you name the hero? Oh, that must be, the drush is making two assumptions. One of which will leave for now, which is that a star, a king in star requires Aden Mesirah, even if not giving the Kiddushin, even the heir of the Imamah. That will be for now, we'll get to that in the post of Baal HaNaim. But you're right. But the other issue is that he's assuming that the king Shtar. Shtar liar, of course, it proves that there was a Chiyur. Maybe the moment that the Mesirah of Shtar now was watching, big deal! Elbai, it's a king in Shtar! He ate his Lakim HaDavar on that king in Shtar! Do you see the Rosh Shtar obviously assuming? His only answer, how do you know they're Aden Mesirah? We have no lie they're Aden Mesirah. Oh, it must be we assume they're Aden Mesirah. Why is he would have been easier just to say, who needs Aden Mesirah? So after the rush seems to be very convinced that the Shtar is a king Shtar. Nafka Mina Bin, that if you hold that king Shtar requires Aden Mesirah, you need to have Aden Mesirah for a Shtar hold. Maybe we'll assume they probably were. You definitely need to have them. Let's say if everyone's going to admit that there were no Aden Mesirah, then no dice. If you admit that no, if I lent him the money, he gave it to me, no one's watching, but it's all legit. Okay, so if you're Moses, then you're in the Syrian, then there's no longer any Shiva Nechasim. That's one Nafkimina. Let's take a look now, another Nafkimina, which is on Daaf Cha. Let's take a look on Daaf Cha. That was one, we just saw one Chumra of a Shtar Kinyan. So give me a moment. Up until that, we've been thinking of a Shtar King as being a lower level than a Shtar Raya. And we were literally in the Sugya of Ibn Asir Khadid, the Chasima Tarasi. We're always thinking, Shtar Raya has to be a strong Raya today. The Chasima Sarai has to be Mukach Mitoch, has to be real proof. Right? For a Shtar King, Machovat HaTanah, does it have to be real proof? Or does it be words on a piece of paper that don't really prove anything? So that's true, but there's sometimes Shtar King has higher standards. That's what we're seeing now. The Rosh says, look, Shtar King needs to have King Shtar requires Aden Mesirah. And now in Daf Chaf we're going to see another Chumra of a Shtar King. Yeah. I'm sorry? Which? That's the Machloke as to Meir Blazer. Whether you need to have Aden Chasimah or is enough to... Oh, well, that we're going to get back to your point. That's going to be that's what we're coming back to on Daf Gimel, is what's going to happen if you have a Shtar Chov without Aden Chasima. Yeah. That's exactly where we're heading. Exactly. Excellent. So let's first see a Daf Chav. So what does the Gemara say? Gemara wants to know, Bar Rachama, fourth to last narrow line, Chafan Beit. Bar Rachama, Muchzak Mitavla Shishala. They were all assuming that a certain piece of wood, writing tablet, belong to the wife. The get yada. So we knew this was always her writing tablet. Okay. It was always her scratch pad. And now she has it, and it has a get written on it. So that was. But we always thought it was hers to begin with. So the question is not, did she forge it? Because the two signatures on it, so we'll assume it's legitimate. But the question is, Mahu, Miyamrin Aknuye Aknisale, Odilma Layadla Aknuye. Should we assume that she was maknet to the husband, and he wrote the get on it and then gave it back to her? She gave it to him, but matana gemurah is really his. Or do we assume that she didn't really recognize the fact that she has to really gift it to the husband? And she basically just told her she's lending to the husband. And just like there are many people who, when they do Taras Nadarim, they think it's like, you know, a tefillah. It's like a bakasha. If there's a tefillah, you say, I have a whole long slichas for hours and hours, every shot. Then after that, you have one more slicha. You say that I have Taras Nadarim. If you don't recognize that they're halachically instrumental activity, then it's not going to be a valid Hataras Nadarim. There are beautiful stories of Baruch Hashem Chachamim who were trying to do Hataras Nadarim, and they ended up with one fellow who didn't get the point. So they went through the whole Hataras Nadarim and said, thank you very much. And you subtly motioned to the other two fellows to stick around, and after you left, and they did it again. They didn't want to make the guy feel bad. But clearly he didn't understand what was going on. He cannot serve as a dayan if you don't realize you're actually doing something. So here too, the question is, should I assume your typical woman is going to realize that she has to really be maksna the tablet to the husband, otherwise it's not going to be a valid get, or not? The assumption is that to have a kinyan shtar, you have to, the one who's giving the shtar has to own the niyar. Not enough that he hands it over, he has to be a hakna of the shtar. So if he never owns to begin with, because the wife retains ownership throughout, that's not a valid kinyan shtar. That's the assumption of the Gemara. The question is, should we assume, a Metzias question, can we assume that your typical woman recognizes that, is aware of the halacha, or is not aware of the halacha? Aware of the halacha is real. Amar Abaye, Tashma, Afhu Hayid, in the Mishnah in Adiel, different Tanaim, and the day that Gemara says it occurred on the day that they opened up the Beit HaGahel, they changed the admissions policy. And after Ram Gamliel was temporarily deposed from being the Nasi, they brought in the Rabbi Ben Azariah. So he had a more open admissions policy, and he let many more people in. And then there was an explosion of Torah. And they had, everyone was saying over Torah that they had heard from earlier generations. Adiel, they're being made, it's not a halachas of Adiel. It's very tanan being made. That's why Mesechus Adios is like a potpourri of every topic, and almost every topic in Shas. Every Mishnah. To learn Adios, you learn all of Shas Mishnah, it's not a bad idea to learn Adios last. Because a lot of Mishnahs appear elsewhere in other Mishnahs. You get one Mishnah about Nida, next Mishnah about Trumas, next Mishnah about Bava Kamma, next Mishnah about Sukkah. It's all over the place. The only organizing principle is various adios that were set over, various reports of halachas, or traditions, that were set over in the Beis HaMedrash when they opened the door. So Akhu Hayid, this the aforementioned Tana also set over in Adif, he remembers, Kefar Katan Shai B'tai Yerushalayim. There's a small suburb of Yerushalayim, a small village in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. The Haribo Zakin Echad. There's one Zakin there, an older, the town elder. V'hayim Malvel Choban Echfar. And he would lend money to all the people of the village. V'chosev D'chsav Yado. And he would write it in his own hand. He would write all the shtaros. Apparently he was the one with all the money. He was also the one who was most literate, or had the nicest handwriting, or owned all the pens and paper. As the case may be, he was writing, he was lending out the money, he was also the one who was generating the shtar. Usually, if I'm borrowing money from Eli Rappaport, he's the bank and I'm the customer, I'm the borrower, so I provide the shtar. And I give him the shtar, he now can prove that I owe him money. Right? But here is reverse. The malva, who had all the money, he was also the one who was writing the shtar for me. And then I would agree, and the Aiden would sign, and he would keep the shtar. Achayim Chosman, is that legitimate or not? Uvamas lefnechachamim v'hichshi ruhu. And they came to the rabbis, and the rabbi said, no problem, those are legitimate, those are legitimate shtar. Vamai, la ba'ina sefer mikna v'leka, ay. But you gotta have the sefer has to come from the makna. The sefer has to come, here's the source for the idea that when you have a king shtar, the one who's giving has to, the one who's giving has to be the one who writes the shtar. Right? I'm going to give you a piece of karka, so you're going to hold on to the shtar that says you own the karka. I have to write it. And I give you the shtar. So what's going on? How can it be that here the lender was writing the shtar? Should be the borrower writes the shtar? Elalav, the Gemara says, oh, you see, must be he was master. He would write the Shabbat, be master to you, and then you would give it that to him. Okay. And then the Gemara goes on and says, okay, then maybe that Zakin, we happen to know that he knew this din. It doesn't mean that a random woman off the street necessarily knows the din. But this one person knew the din, it doesn't prove anything. We agree to the halakha that the machna has to own the shtar and then give it over to the kohen. The question is a psychological, sociological question: do women know? Don't they know? The tzitzis question. Okay, but that rye the Gemara attempted to bring. So what does it tell you about our question? The Gemara seems to say temalei that for halva, I have to give you the shtar. Halva sounds like it's a shtar kinyan. What shtar kinyan? Where's the king? The shtar halva, the shtar rye. L'chol, you see, that it's that shtar kinyan, the shtar chov, the shtar kinyan on the shivud, on the karka. So what does Tosas say? So Rashi doesn't get involved in this, but Tosas says, well, Chosid b'ksav yadu v'acheim chosmin ve'im ta'omar ma'inin shtar al-bar l'get shte'inim el-raya. Well, Tosas says, I don't know, who turned out the light? Well, of course, by shtar chov is just a shtar raya. It has nothing to do with shtar kinyin. After all, didn't you know that? I feel the milval peh hayagovim mimishab the ilomishim the ein lo kol. After all, this is a strong kasha. After all, how can you tell me that the shtar chov is a shtar kinyan on the shibud? After all, the Gemara says if you hold shibud dalaisa, then the really minatol is a shibud on all chovos, even without a shtar. Except midrabanan, they roll the back. The shtar, the shibud nechassin on the milval peh because there's no kol. But apparently, originally it existed with no shtar. There must be yonid shtar. Okay. That what? That the reason why there's no call is the man the other is the sin the other. One who borrows money wants to borrow it privately. So it's not going to get around so much. And mechayesh no call. Okay. The nira lefaresh. This is really okay. The nira lefaresh. There's an added kash here, but let's leave that aside. Nira lefaresh. The nira legemara. The mistama. Kevin shaya marvel chol b'nei ha'ir gam heim hayu osim lo tova v'nosim lo matana omochem lo sadov. He says it's not really. Tosis comes to a massive ukimta. Tosis says it must be the Gemara saying like this. That what's the point of the Mishnah? Not just that the halva was a shtar raya, but if he was the one who's writing all the shtarim, it must be, says Tosis, so he was also doing all the shtars, everything. Even if he was Kona Karka, he was a rich man then. So he was probably involved in a lot of transactions. And yet he's the one who's writing all the shtars. So the fact that he wrote the shtar, no big deal, it's only shtar raya. But the shtar kinyan, there were shtar kinyan going on. There were other transactions going on. There was a real estate market in town. And yet he's the one who's writing all the shtars. How could it be? Oh, so that is the raya. Gam shtaras eloi yakosev osam. That's what Tosa says. The Tosa is a staunch proponent of a shtar kinyan, shtar chov is purely a shtar rayon. The Rashba there picks up in as well. And he adds one critical note. He says the one thing that Tosa left out. Take a look at the Rashba. We don't have time to read it all together now. Let's read one line. He begins here. The dirach will ba ma'isa. Here this Rashba. He goes through the same basic approach to Tosas. How could it be? But it's only it's not a shtar kinyan. It's a shtar raya. And then he says, three lines to the bottom. The Hasam Tanan Nechasim Sheish Lamachrayas Nitnim Bekasa. Is after all, it's a Mishnah and Kiddushin. We just pull out that one line, because that's the whole Rashi. We're trying to put this together now. That after all, Kaka Nitnim Bekasa. Kaka Nitnim Bekasa, that's your answer. The Rashi was the one point that Tosas didn't make, which is, where is the Kinyan? The Rashi says the thing. Oh, but most. You give me money. Here's your kinyan. Here's your kinyan. So this is an explicit expression of that shita. This is an explicit expression of that shita. You look in Tosfos Rid. Give me one moment. I'll take questions. Look in Tosfos Rid. He really starts from up top. He takes it through the whole Gemara. But we have limited time, so let's focus right now. Didi-dam, didi-dam. He explains the whole Gemara vein nicely, but then the Tosfos written the side of Daf Chaf from his days, around 12 lines up. 12 lines from the bottom of the Tosfos written. Tosfos written is in the margin of Chaf from days and Gittin. Take a look inside. Amai, according to Gemara, Habinah, say for a mix of Aleka, Perish. Perish. What's Pshat? But inan shahalova yak nilo karka osav v'yishabdim lo b'sefer v'yimser lo halamalva ha'sefer kasuv. Mamish b'feirish. Everything is there. He says, you have to be matna the karka to the malva. He says b'feirish number one, that shibu is atna. Explicitly. And number two, he says, what's the kinyan? Stop. You have to give him the star. You have to own the star and give him the star. That's the kinyan on the karka. Very explicit. And Allah, Vishum Dahu Zakin, have a makvu. Oh, it must be that the Zakin Taka wasn't in makvu, the star, and so on and so on. He's taking the direct approach to the Gemara. So this seems to be a machlokas here, again, a machlokas here, whether the kinyan is a kinyan star. Whether the kinyan is the kinyan keser, is the star a star kinyan, or is the star a star line? Now, the who's the son in is a sefer called Shiva Sion. So you take a look at the Shiva Sion. So he suggests, well, even this Tosis is because someone he's responding to someone who attacked his father Nosi Yehuda, who had made a comment about this. So this fellow in his response, this fellow attacked Nosi Yehuda. And he said, but the Tosfos says in Daf Chaf and Gittin, the Shtare Chov are only Shtare Raya. The Shiva Sion makes an argument, it's an interesting argument. He says, Tosfos is only talking with Manda Amar, Shibuda Daraita. Well, that's his argument. Well, you should have been everything, but not for a call. So he says, that's what the Shiva Sion wants to suggest. Maybe you could distinguish between Shibuda Daraita and Lab Daraita. Shibuda Daraita, so it really means there ought to be a Shibuda Daraita, Shibuda Rajta. So clearly, Min HaTorah, if you change the Shiva Min HaTorah and Milva Alter, it must be the Kenyan is the Kenyan Kesef. There is no Shtar. There has to be a Kesef. He says, but Tosfos is really, he thinks Tosfos is primarily discussing that, and it still is open game in terms of whether the whole Shibuda Labda Raisa. So to begin with, the whole Shibuda only exists from the very get-go by a star, then the question becomes what is the nature, well, what's the source of that? What's the source of that Shiva? So now let's take it home. You could even argue though. You could even argue though on the Shiva Sphere, which the Chassam Sofer does, and the Chassam Sofer says seems to say even if you hold that the Shiva is a Raisa, so in the Torah the Shiva is the what's the quote? In the Torah the Shiva is two Kesef. But Chazal are changing it. So what do you say Chazal are creating the whole Shiva to begin with? Shiva Lav Daraisa. They're creating the whole Shiva from scratch and only by Milva B'Shtar. Or you say, no, Shiva exists in Torah, but they're limiting it to only B'Shtar. Either way, you can put forth the same argument. That perhaps when Chacham are coming up with this new Shibud, or they're redoing the whole idea of Shibud, so perhaps they set it up as a Kinyan Shtar. It is set up at the Kinyan Shtar. That was the way, that's what he spoke about last time. Wasn't just, is there Kinyan Kesef, LMI, it's only, they made a stipulation that it's only in the case where what? It's only in the case where you have Kol, and for Kol you have to have a Shtar. Or no, they made it a Kinyan Shtar in order to ensure that there'll be Kol. They said, we're setting it up, or resetting it up, as the Hakna, Ayde Shtar. So maybe you have to have a Shtar. You have to have a Shtar as a separate stipulation that needs to be called. Or you need a Shtar, because that's the way Chazal set it up. They need a Kenyan Shtar. And that, coming back here, that's what the Rav suggests might be going on here as well. This Machlokas, which appears on Daf Gimel, appears on Daf Pei Vav, and it's all over the place. about this again, one afkamina is in Shtar Kinyan is a needs to belong to the master. One afkamina in Shtar Kinyan is it perhaps needs to be Ede Mesira. And then you have come back to the Gemara here, how about if it's gonna be a could we be Makel? That's the bigger chiddush here. Could we be Makel to consider just a Shtar Kinyan? Because Shtar Kinyan doesn't, according to Belazar, Shtar Kinyan does not need Ede Chasima. So that might be what's going on here, because again, there's this argument that you should have a shtar chov without Eidei Chasima should be sufficient to produce Shibu Nechasim. So why is that? So why? But it doesn't seem to be a question of the kol, because that's what Rav Chanan pointed. In the Tosfos here, makes sound like it is a kol question. But it doesn't sound like that's the whole story, because as Rav Chanan pointed out, then why are you mixing that with Rav Elazar Meir, which is a question of how a Shtar Kinyan works? Is there a call without Eidei Chasima? Then there's call. There's no call, no call. That's a practical question. It's not a halachic question of how do you define Kinyan Shtar, what are the rules of a Kinyan Shtar. So it seems like, as the Rav suggested, it seems like, and no, the question is, if the Takana was, as the Chasim Sofer said, the rationale might have been we need a shtar to allow kol. But if the takana was we're setting up as a king shtar, so as long as the king shtar, technically you have your king shtar. According to Belazar, that means no Eidei Chasima necessary. According to Meir, means Eidei Chasima are necessary. But if you're not going to look at it that way, you say no, it's a king and kesef. They just made a rule, but there has to be kol. So then already it makes much more sense to say a kol is kol. So it could be that if I don't have the signatures on the shtar, perhaps that does not generate sufficient call. Let me end with one final thing, and then we'll take a question or two. There seems to be Rav Chanan point that there's a stira in the Rush, because the Rush we just saw in Get Kosher was pretty explicit, as it's a Shtar Kinyan, and he said you have to have the stira. And yet the Rush on Daf Yud Aleph, this is in the small font of the Maromaki, so the Gittin Daf Yud Aleph, seems to talk a lot about kol. He's having a kol discussion. Like Rashi, other Rashi, is there kol? There isn't kol. So the Rav Chanan throws up his hands. He's not really sure what to do. The Rashi changed his mind. What's going on? He's not really sure. It could be though that this is what's going on. That and if Rav Chanan was Shitasa, he wasn't working with this connection. Of course, the rationale for everything is kol. Look amongst the Kufa Hand. The rationale for acquiring a shtar, the motivation to acquire a shtar is kol. But when you get down to physics and mechanics and how it works, there it may be king and shtar. So you've got to figure out that the Rush is a difficult problem. There's another Russian getting later who seems to be even more of a seer. So the Rush may be an insoluble problem. But it could be that even the Rush will at least yield somewhat to this approach of distinguishing again between the open atakana versus the tam atakana, understanding that there might be a machlokas, is it kin and kesef, which is with a need for kol, a tanai of kol, or they really converted it into a yakin and shtar. Question?
I was
answering
that.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah.
So a point where the Rashi is saying that all shtari raya are really just shtari kinyan, you really don't need to see much, except for the raya later on.
All shtari raya are shtari kinyan.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
No,
you Shtar Kinyan doesn't need the Chasima. Shtar Raya do.
No,
it won't prove that you. No, a second. You made a good point. Right. If you have a Shtar Chol, it's a good point. A Shtar Chol without Eidei Chasima does not prove that the guy hasn't paid you back.
Obviously, it's true. The Eidei Chasima is proof, right? You're never going to need a Shtar with Eidei Chasima.
Hamavah be'edim is a discussion of whether it's self-referred be'edim or not.
No, not just self-referred be'edim. You have proof that you do that, right? Hamavah be'edim, you can't, there's no kind of, Rabban. That's what I'm saying.
That's it? You don't have Rabban, but you have Parati though. Yeah, but if you have a shtar chol without Eidei Mesira, without Eidei Chasima, until you bring your Eidei Mesira, it's not going to prove. Okay, so back to machlokas. Okay, but once it's mekayim, it works. The Eidei Mesira don't say they need not have seen the halva; they're just mekayim the chasima. I recognize. I have no idea what happened. I was never in I was never in Dublin. I don't know what happened in Dublin, but I know. I recognize the chasimah.
Well, according to Rameir, right, then Rameir argues on the Melazim, meaning that.
Yes, because the Gemara seems indicated. According to Meir, there's not a valid shtachal. There's no shiv nechasim. The shiv nechasim, according to God, not according to Meir.
So according to Meir, shtachim does work, but it's here.
No, according to Eidei Chasimah
Kalsi. No, it's supposed to say, according to Meir, shtachim works, but it's here.
You need that aim if you were also. Yeah. Yeah, vada. Vada. Okay, any more questions? Question, yeah.
See, is there a solution that works by a star, that works by a kinyan kesef?
Okay.
If we say that the way that a kinyan ali de star works is through the star kesef, and the star, so we say that the star is only there to make a call?
Right. If you understand, if Chacham said, but we're making a condition, there's no calls, and then we're not allowed with kingdom, there's no shiva.
So it would line
if
up.
If you understand, that creates a call.
So it would line up to which Pirush and Rashi?
That would be the first approach to Rashi. That you can't talk about Shtar Chol in this connection. This is the word we're talking about Shtar Kingdom, Shtar Chol is Shtar King, Shtar Chol is Shtar Rashi. Then you wouldn't talk about this having to enter the love of the mayor. The only thing that's not really relevant is you'll say that this is the continuation of the get discussion. And you really know a star without any chasima does not produce, or if it does, it doesn't do as well as it may, whether or not it produces shiva. Okay, then here, if guys want to study, do we have a minute of people who want to stick around to the bottom?
Yeah.
Show hands. Then how do you want to stay without me?
Oh, and Buzz is
bleeding.
Buzz is bleeding.
Yeah, Buzz is bleeding.